given period, in other words. So the data set leaked in January 2025.
Hey, China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on him, now that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor. It's just diplomacy, but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. We had a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on all four. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Taking my sports, baby. I'll double the bet. Who's next? Oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it docked. We're spreading love like a steel toe boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I'll fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 4D tribe. Yeah, terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, maybe that's how we roll. Every import tax like rock and roll. So grab your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum. It's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports for your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. We're 4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 1-4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
Included over 2.8 billion unique Twitter IDs and screen names, according to Thinking One. I checked a representative sample of 100, and 92 had the correct user ID and screen name, all of which left Thinking One thinking. How could someone enumerate all Twitter user IDs unless they were an employee or this was a very serious hacking job? So, that story appearing in Forbes, written by Davey Winder. Fascinating. 2.8 billion Twitter records, or X records, whatever you want to call it. Well, I call it insecure. I call it not a very good platform. So that's where things stand.
Wow, it's a wild internet out there, huh?
Seems so.
I guess, yeah, what one does to remediate such a thing, should we care?
You move to a different platform, for one thing.
Well, it's a great, move. And also, don't use really easily identifiable information when you set these up, because this is the result. And there are countless examples of situations in real life where you're demanded various information to do normal things, and that demand, if you flip it around, if you think about it rationally, could very easily become a vulnerability. And the way people treat you, just insisting that you comply with their standards, and as soon as something like this happens that isn't normal course of what they're insisting you comply with, all of a sudden the tables turn and your compliance has then become a way for you to be victimized, either directly or indirectly. And boy, it just stands to reason you've got to obfuscate how your presence is organized on multitudes of levels, because you're just making it wildly easy for large databases and things like this to emerge, as if there isn't already a plethora of it out there already. This just reorganizes it anew in a larger or more organized form, or it's just yet another thing that can be cross-referenced and stuff. And it's just, it's not the utopia we think it is.
Yeah, I had some interesting experiences and witnessed some interesting experiences on social media this week. I got under the skin of some MAGA people on Twitter, which I still occasionally post on just to annoy them and other people too. And I also annoyed Elon fanboys that were out there basically saying this guy did nothing wrong. He's trying to help everybody. You know, what I did was post details on the people that he harmed. And that resulted, I don't know how this happened, but some, you know, you post one thing and all of a sudden it goes viral. And within a matter of minutes, I had over 100 hate-filled replies to me. It didn't bother me at all because I don't care about that platform. I'm just there to disrupt things. And it seems like, you know, I did a pretty good job there. But boy, you know, it really can be concerning to see just how quickly the hatred spreads simply by saying, no, Elon, I disagree. I think you did cause harm to people. You know, something as simple as that. Again, you know, the James Dolan level of offense that if you say the slightest thing critical, they go ballistic. That's what happened here. You criticize Elon, you're the enemy. I was called a dirty Jew. I was called a dirty Muslim. I was called a dirty trans person. You name it, I was called. And all of this has absolutely nothing to do with the argument that I was making that he's causing harm. Just filled with hatred and hostility and quoting facts that make absolutely no sense. This is what a lot of social media has turned into, as we well know. But, you know, when you see it firsthand, it can shake you up a little bit. And so the important thing is to realize it doesn't matter. And that, you know, the individuals there who are individuals and not bots, you're never going to sway in the slightest bit. It's not worth it. It's not worth getting upset over. It is worth it to rile them up, though, and to know that you're upsetting them just by stating facts and just by keeping your cool and not engaging. Yeah, I wanted to answer every one of those idiots and say something, but it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Of course, you know, I posted something that had a Washington Post headline. The reason was the headline was the story. Not the story itself, just I forget what it was. So many crazy things happen in a week. Instantly got scolded for posting from the Washington Post, which you're not supposed to post from anymore because, you know, they caved to Trump. I'm sick of being lectured and told I can't refer to this particular publication because they're bad now. Look, I posted something because it had a headline, and that was what I was trying to convey. So I don't care if I offended people there. There are numerous instances of these, you know, social media run-ins. Blue Sky, I think 2600 this week posted a list of all the Tesla dealers in the country. Yeah, you know, because as it was said on the Blue Sky post, for some reason people seem really interested in finding out there's a Tesla dealer near them. So here's a list. The list came from the Tesla site. It was their list. And we simply had a link to their list. Some people might call that a favor. But at least one person on Blue Sky accused us of terrorism for posting a list of where car dealers are. And that's because, you know, Trump and his followers have decreed that if you do anything damaging to a Tesla or a Tesla dealer, you are a terrorist. You are, a domestic terrorist. And people have taken that to mean if you show up and demonstrate outside a Tesla dealer, you're a terrorist. You could be sent to El Salvador. I've heard people say that. I've heard people in government say that now. If you're born in this country, you can wind up in an El Salvadorian prison for protesting outside of a Tesla dealer. That is where we are today in this country. And wow, that is something. That is something to see. It's all playing out in front of us. We can either ignore it or we can fight it. But this is something crazy. This is something, indeed, I never thought I would see. Rob, go ahead.
It's just really fascinating, the entire landscape of social media. And, you know, those of us who have been around since the start of these things have known since the beginning of the main rule, which was don't feed the trolls, you know, moles and trolls. But the thing that's going on now in the current social media environment is fascinating to me. Having used Twitter years ago, saw how it was going, gotten out of there. I've done Mastodon. I've been trying Blue Sky for the past week. And just the sort of different vibes that come up on different sites that have different takes on whether or not to incentivize being that kind of person, being the person who's there to get infuriated and infuriate others and start some crap, basically. And the immediate response on things like Twitter is because the main, I think, population of Twitter right now is people who really want Senpai Musk to notice them and, you know, go, we're being good. We're just like you. We think you're cool. And those are the people that are going to respond to tweets. Whereas, like, this program has a Twitter account. We post not really anything apart from, hey, the show's on. Hey, the show's, you know, the recording's up. We're on overtime now. We're doing this. We're doing that. Strictly for that, we don't get much engagement. I think the reward to remaining on Twitter to very many people, I think probably, I think it's safe to say the majority of people on it, is to start arguments, start flame wars, as we used to call them. And I think that's what's going on.
Well, you know, it is good to antagonize the people that are opposing your existence. And I found that you are able to do that successfully on that platform. Yeah, it drives up engagement. And I suppose that's a good thing for Twitter/X. And, you know, that's not really something that I want. But there are lots of good people that are still on that platform. And, you know, we have to try to get them to try other platforms, but we also have to make the other platforms easier and a better experience. You know, for instance, if I want to reach out and, you know, tell Cory Booker that he did a great job yesterday by standing in the Senate for 25 hours with his filibuster, I can only do that on Twitter, you know, and there's a chance that he might actually get that recognition. Because he's not on Blue Sky, as far as I know. He's not on Mastodon. And until we get to a stage where people have transferred over there, there's still going to be a use for that site in communicating with people, not necessarily people that you disagree with, but people you agree with, because there are still plenty of them there. And, you know, I just wonder, what are the rules here in the eyes of the people who condemn anyone who uses that platform anymore? You can't engage with the other side at all. You can't fight them. You can't argue with them because, you know, they're not coming over to these other platforms, and that's fine with me, but I still want to be able to piss them off. How do I do that? You know, that's very important to me. So don't tell anyone what they can and cannot use. Accept what people use and, you know, try to make a better environment that will draw more people into something better. That's what I think we really should be shooting for. We're almost out of time, but I just wanted to mention this other story about a genetic sharing site called OpenSNP. Leader of that site, I'm trying to find their exact co-founder, I guess, Bastian Rishak-Savaris, confirmed that OpenSNP, which is a large open source repository for user-uploaded genetic data, will be shutting down and deleting all of its data at the end of the month. In a blog post, they attributed the decision to shutter the site due to concerns of data privacy following the financial collapse of 23andMe, which you might have heard of, and the rise in authoritarian governments around the world. This was founded in 2011. OpenSNP became an open and public repository for customers of commercial genetic testing kits including 23andMe, to upload the test results and find others with similar genetic variations. The site had close to 13,000 users at the time of its closure announcement, making it one of the largest public repositories of genetic data. Since its founding, OpenSNP has touted its contributions to academic and scientific research and identified more than 7,500 genomes. The risk-benefit calculus of providing free and open access to individual genetic data in 2025 is very different compared to 14 years ago, the co-founder wrote. Sunsetting OpenSNP, along with deleting the data stored within it, feels like it is the most responsible act of stewardship for these data today. That is integrity right there. Taking something that you could probably make a fortune at and shutting it down because you realize this could be a real threat. This could really hurt people. And I just wish we had more people like this in charge of things. People talk about 23andMe and how the data that 23andMe has been storing could be compromised, and that the people who submitted that data have no control over it. And that, unfortunately, is more the reality today. Thoughts?
Absolutely. The OpenSNP project was really fascinating because your gene sequence is pretty much the most private thing you'll have, and it will not change. You can, you know, in extreme circumstances, you could get a new social security number maybe, but more easily than you could get a new gene sequence, you can't. And the people who volunteered to share that information and contribute to open research in this manner, that is a certain kind of bravery. That is nuts. But yeah, it is just too easy to abuse now. And the 23andMe situation is perfect proof of that. Their database is up for sale now to the highest bidder. And that is not something that the users of the service signed up for. And it's not something that is going to go back in any toothpaste tube.
Unfortunately not. Let me just finish with this other bit of cheery news. The crypto industry is set to conclude the worst quarter for hacks in its history, registering $1.64 billion in losses across 40 incidents so far. Wow. All right. You know, that's something to consider before you pour your savings into crypto, that these kinds of things do happen. I believe most of it was one instance, but that's not much comfort to those people who are a victim of that. The sheer scale of the Bybit and Femex attacks, which totaled $1.5 billion of that $1.64 billion, shows how state-backed actors are arguably the most pressing threat to the industry. Their success in breaching renowned battle-tested platforms is a reminder of the need for security measures that protect the entire stack and help projects prevent catastrophic attacks before they happen. A little public service announcement from Off the Hook. Keep your crypto safe, and keep listening to Off the Hook and WBAI. Remember, support WBAI, 833-WBAI-NYC. Do you have that number handy, Rob or Gila?
Yeah, that is 833-922-4692 or buddy.wbai.org.
And you can write to us, OTH at 2600.com, with your feedback and ideas and questions and criticism. And Rob, I believe there are meetings this Friday. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
You are correct. The April 2600 meetings will happen all over the world this Friday evening. Go to 2600.com/meetings to find one near you or start one near you.
All right. With that, we are out of here. No overtime tonight, but we will be back next week. Good night.
Turn away no more. cihanda, ebes handa, lutan cihanda.
Luister naar Ecke Box Radio.
Yes. Hello.
Still Hope you're hearing me. That was 1969 by the Stooges, recorded in 1969, so over for 50 years ago. At the time, it was a bit too much for everybody. It was a critical commercial failure, but since then, it's inspired probably thousands of people to get together, make bands, make their own music with a bit of attitude and energy. You don't really need to go to music school to make great music. So we'll carry on. I'm not going to be doing too much talking. Yeah, let's go. This is The Saints with I'm Stranded.
Calling on her phone, I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time, you better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own, stranded far from home. Alright, I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody does it the same. It's a bit like a third of reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Does a man run at you? Made the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl.
Lights rats. I'm riding third class on a one-class train. I'm sort of drunk like a whipping crane. I'm a pink pole threat. Get out the pink press threat file. An umbrella sub bath the subject. It's Delos recluse time. When I get to the safe house, hanging rhyme, hang this crummy blitz track by its neck. Pink press threat. I escaped the pink pole effect. It's new pole app threat. So it's recluse safe house time. Clan began. Get them mail file soon. Then the clan began. Agenda item one. Pink press threats. Get up the pink press threat file. A new pro and the subject. It's safe house. Safe house time. Everybody hears a hum at 3 a.m. But in the safe house, it's not around. Pink press threat. Get out the wet lip file. A new pro out the subject. Safe house. Safe.
This week the score drops are plentiful. The government has gone through some people who've been laughing. Slave guys bemoaning our nation of mentors and exes. Slave guys I'm leaving the shape I'm leaving. Slave guys I'm dipping, I'm sleeping in decent craving. Slave guys. This week
Stretchheads, for my money, Scotland's greatest band ever. I recorded that back in 1987. We recorded, was it 9 songs that lasted 12 minutes or 12 songs that lasted 9 minutes? Can't remember. Anyway, everything was recorded with 2 mics direct onto a cassette machine. Sounds rough as hell, but kind of probably exactly how we wanted it to sound at the time. Okay, I'm going to take a little break from the hard noise here. Just an excuse to play maybe one of my favourite songs ever. This is Dreamer by Tiny Vipers.
I cast a shadow, not someone you've seen this side of me. But it drifts across the grounds and down my low. can spend my time wondering who I was, and I can count the times that I am lost on one. And I can turn towards you and ask you what you saw. Oh, but what do these feelings mean? Come meet me on this path of wonder. Take my hand, I'd like to share with you.